Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from night. I'm calling you tonight from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything. I'm not going to ask you for a donation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct a survey?
Sure.
Okay. Am I speaking with Mrs. Rosimar Esmuria?
Yes.
Okay. And ma'am, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track, ma'am?
Everything's good.
You think it's in the right direction?
Yes.
Okay. And I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again, ma'am?
I'm good.
Okay. And ma'am, just to make sure that you're over the year, age of 18, what year were you born, ma'am?
82. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And are you or is anyone on your household of Hispanic or Latino descendant?
Yes, we are.
Yes. Okay. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good is fine.
Good. Okay. Okay, and next I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. Now, you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve. Okay. How about more dining and entertainment options? How would that...
5.
5? Thank you. And what about more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses?
5.
5. Better streets or better streets and road maintenance?
5.
What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
5.
More good paying jobs?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Five.
Okay. What about better public transportation options, ma'am?
5.
Okay. Now, that was about 5. All right. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student,
employed,
or a homemaker?
Okay. Employed.
All right. Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, ma'am, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Too few. Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
You're talking about the people that live here?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Okay. All right, and thinking about the commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine.
Okay.
Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Would you like?
Yes.
Would you like to see more of these in Levine?
Yes.
Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat. Or no.
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Dollar stores and discount chains.
What were the option again?
Yes.
Unanswered?
No, yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat. No. Or you don't know, no.
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. What about doctors' offices and hospitals?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes, somehow. Somewhat.
Yes. Okay. What about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. And in your own words, ma'am, what type of stores and businesses would you most likely to see more of in Laveen? In your own words.
Local restaurants.
Local restaurants? Any in particular?
Yeah. No, less than less food chains, less fast food, and more sit down local restaurants.
Less fast food?
Yeah, a more local sit down restaurant.
Okay.
And entertainment for kids. Mm-hmm.
And entertainment for kids.
For kids or family, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And my next question right here, ma'am, is how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem? A fairly big problem?
I have no idea.
Okay. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? How much does it cost to rent or buy a home?
I have no idea.
Okay. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Single family detached homes.
Single family what?
Single family detached homes.
Yeah.
Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no you wouldn't?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. What about housing options for seniors?
Yes, somewhat.
Yes, somewhat. What about townhouses or attached homes?
Yes, somewhat.
What about multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Now, how long have you been living in Phoenix, ma'am? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Can you read me the first two again?
Sure. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years?
5 to 10 years.
Okay. And now, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family, ma'am?
Own my home.
You own your home? Thank you. Now, we're almost done here. I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me where you oppose or you favor each one. The first proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would you strongly favor that? Would you somewhat favor that? Somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Yes, somewhat.
Somewhat in favor or somewhat opposed?
Yeah, somewhat in favor.
Okay. What about changing the zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Wait, changing what?
Changing the zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
I don't know.
Okay, that's not a problem. That's an option also. Also, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Changing which zone?
The zoning laws.
I don't know either. I don't know about development.
Okay, not a problem. What about changing the zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums?
I'm not going to answer any of that because I don't know.
Okay. What about this, ma'am? What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
I don't know.
Okay. And what about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily houses like that? Okay. That's the option. Now, ma'am, I would like to ask you some statistical purposes. We're almost done here. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
University, bachelor.
You had a bachelor, okay? Let me see right here. Oh, bachelor. Okay. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 125,000, or more than 125,000?
100 to 120.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
Rosemar.
Thank you. Okay, Rosemar, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a blessed evening, ma'am. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.